again. Now you are reading it. Let's all go. I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and buried. He descended into hell, and on the third day, he arose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there, he will come and judge the living and the dead. I believe in Overflow Faith Center, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, and the resurrection of the body. Oh, and life everlasting. The resurrection of body. I'll be teaching you on the resurrection very soon. Next year, the things I'll be teaching are wild teachings. So get ready to grow. Psalm 10 verse 4, the prophecy for today. Psalm 10 verse number 1 to 4. Then we'll go to Zephaniah. Some of you have never read that book before. You don't even know it's in the Bible. Psalm 10. I'm teaching about something in this prophecy. Why do you stand afar off? Oh Lord. For some of you, you are asking God, you are too far from me. Why do you stand afar? Because you know, there are situations you want to see God's hand. You want to see God's power. You want to see God at work. But you see that God is not near you. Why? Why do you stand afar off? Oh Lord. Why it doesn't look like you are with me? Why it doesn't look like you are for me? Why do you stand afar off, oh Lord? Why do you hide in the times of trouble? When I am in trouble, it's like, God, you have hidden yourself. You are not, I can't see you. You know, it's like you are in trouble when your husband is not there. You are in trouble when your wife is not there. You are in trouble when your children are not there. So David is asking, why? Why? And when you ask God why, now God will tell you why. Because you are asking him. He has hide himself. He is far from you. Stay on. But you know that something is missing. So you are asking God, why are you far? Verse number 2. Reason why God is far. The wicked in his pride persecutes the poor. So by your persecution, by your persecution of the innocent, of the poor, that is why God is far from you. That is why God has hidden himself from you. Because you are the by your wicked in his pride persecute the poor. The wicked in his pride. So it is your wickedness of prideness. That is why God have hidden himself and he's far from you. He said the wicked in his pride. So God is far from those who are wicked. God is far from those who are proud. Who persecute the poor. They persecute the innocent. They persecute them.
Let them be caught in the plot which they have devised. So the wicked will be caught up in the plot which they have devised against you. Am I talking to somebody in church? Or you've gone home? You are thinking about your bengu. The old bengu you have eaten for 5 days. Let them be caught in the plot which they have devised.
This Friday is the last all-night power night for the year.
All-night power night.
When we step into November, we have stepped into a new year. So we do generation impact. We rest and then we come to end of year. Yeah. So you don't even know the culture of your church. That when November comes, what is the next major program? In which month? They don't even know. They don't even know. Tell me, when we leave November, which month are we targeting as our major conference? Faith what? In which month? No, it's March. That's why you miss it. It's March. First weekend of March. First Friday of March. Saturday of March. Please, can you bring him forward, Tony? Saturday of March and then Sunday. Half of faith is a mystery. So that's why, you know, Generation Impact, we don't do Saturday night. We do just, but half of faith conference, every night, even one person is here, it's a faith conference. It's not, so it's a mystery. Faith is a mystery. Are you hearing me? The wicked in his pride persecute the poor. Let them be caught in their plots. This Friday, every wickedness spirit from your father's house, your mother's house against you, they'll be caught by their own device. So God will be far from you when you are a wicked person, when you are a proud person. And I will teach you on the spirit of the pride. Next year, the things I will say. Next year, the spirit of the pride, things I will show you. One of the messages I'll be preaching to you about dealing with yourself. It's a topic, put it down. Dealing with yourself. The lust of your flesh, the demonic activities of your life, the mindset you have. Verse number 3. For the wicked boasts in his heart desires. So the wicked don't say things. So. He boasts in his heart desire. Oh, so you don't hear the wicked's voice, but you feel the heart. And what is in the wicked heart, he performs it, he acts it. So say, for the wicked boasts in his heart desire.
So
he boasts in the negativity of things. You know, when things go wrong, the wicked is happy. And there are some people in your house, they smile with you, but their heart is against you. It's not everybody in this church who love the church to progress. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. There are some people, they want to see that the church have collapsed. They want to see that nobody even come here. Okay. Me, I'm saying God's word. Yeah, I'm saying God's word. I didn't write the Bible. Yeah. The wicked boast of the heart desire. He blesses the greedy. The wicked, that's what? He blesses the greedy. So somebody who is greedy, the wicked is for that person. Let's loot and share. That's why you see politicians are friends. Whether they are MPP or NDC, they are friends. Because all of them are greedy. I am saying it. That have you seen whom MPP said they are going to arrest NDC who have chopped money? Have you seen any arrest?
No.
I said, have you seen any arrest? No MPP can arrest NDC. No NDC can arrest MPP because they are all greedy. They're greedy, they bless each other. Because they have wicked minds. Look at people have stored money in places. And our roads are bad. Abacha died. They said that the money he had with Swiss bank, they were so much afraid to take all. So they announced Nigeria, the interest come for some. One man, no.
Nigeria,
for the wicked bulls in his heart. So that's why I'm saying, your money as if for you. But look at the end of them, you see. So they boost in their hearts. He blesses the greedy and renounce the Lord. So the things of God to sacrifice for it is so important to the wicked. Verse number 4. This is a word of prophecy, so take it. And get off of wickedness. Get off it. The wicked in his proud countenance. So now he wears the cloth called the wicked now have a cloth proud countenance. So the looks, the smiles, the gestures of sitting, the way he walks, the way he squeezes his face. These are all countenances. And you don't need to know that this one is a wicked person. You don't need to know that this one is a proud person. If you're a very spiritual person, when you see the countenance of a person, you can tell the spirit within. Because the wicked in his proud countenance, one, after he has showed it in his heart, that he didn't talk about it. It is too much in his heart that he had to show it around. So the wicked in his proud countenance, his proud countenance does not seek God. God is none of his thoughts. So when you say anything about God, he won't tell you anything. By his mind, he will insult you. When you tell him about sacrificing for the things of God, he won't say anything to you. But in his mind, in his thought, he will insult you. That you think this world, we came to do this alone. Eh? Are you the one who pay our children's school fees? Are you the one that you are telling us come to church, win souls? If souls winning is easy, you to go and win some. I say, if God is to open thought in this church for you, you recognize, hey, we are more wicked than even those who are not here. Asma onale nice. The wicked in his proud countenance. So it is the resistance of what they do that shows their wickedness. So if you have done something wrong, we are correcting you and you frown your face. It's a wicked thing in you that is showing. You know. It's not that you don't want to accept the correction, but the spirit of wickedness and pride is already. So you can't. How many of you that I will rebuke you that you did wrong and you'll be smiling and you're happy? It's because when you have a good spirit, you do something and they tell you, oh, I'm sorry. Then you change. But if you don't want to change and they tell you, they give you a face that you can't talk again about it. Especially some wives. And some husbands. They put up a countenance that resists the wife even to approach you. So as soon as he has done wrong and he gets to the house, the wicked in his pride countenance does not see God. God is not in his thought.
So,
when you are telling people about church pains, it's like I'm pouring water. Yeah, some of the preaching I've preached here, by now it should have worked in you. But it's like the word is being falling on rock. It rolled down to the valley quickly. Because there is no thought of God. No fear of God. No love for God. It's like, when it is suitable, I do it. Safana, I'm about to close today. Even if I don't preach again, this is a message. Zephaniah 1 verse 12. Zephaniah. Do you think Zephaniah is in the Bible? Yes. How many of you have heard Zephaniah before?
It's in it.
Some of you have not heard it because you don't read the Bible. You don't even have a Bible. That's the first thing. And even if you download it on your phone is more of WhatsApp and Facebook and TikTok foolish things than for you to read the Bible. You are tired, so you are sitting. Eh? Everybody stand up. I didn't tell you to sit. Zephaniah. My sister, I miss you so much. I forgot your name. You left too long that I've forgotten your name. But you are looking very beautiful. I hope you are taking good care. Don't let the boys come and eat you. Now the young boys, you are looking for nice girls to eat them. Please, it's a caution. Yes. Watch it.
Yes.
Eh? Hey, you are laughing. They will eat you. Then you realize that they have dumped you.
Yes.
Don't allow the young men to eat you. I'm telling you.
This is true.
Some of them are in church. Oh.
This is true.
They come to church as if they are angels.
This is true.
But they are eating the girls.
No.
This one is eating alert. Be cautious. Be precious to yourself. And take care of your life. Because they will eat you as if they've gotten some pizza. By the time they finish it, they say, you are too much of pepper. They don't want you again. They are looking for someone who has butter. Hey. We are at your chapel.
Work it out.
Someone say, work it out. Say, work it out.
Yeah.
And it shall come to pass at that time. That I will set Jerusalem with lambs. So lambs is a representation of God's word. For David said, your word is a lamp to my feet. So God says, I'll come to, and I'll be searching those who have the word in them. I'll be searching it. I will set Jerusalem. Because this is
Jerusalem.
If you have never been to the original Jerusalem, if you want to see Jerusalem, see the church. Anytime you see the church, it's a representation of Jerusalem. It's the church. It's Zion. But one day you go to the original. Everybody
Amen.
Should desire that even if you don't travel by plane to Takrade, travel to Jerusalem. That one is a must. So start saving. That's why the Muslims, they will save out until he's going to die. Then he goes to Hajj. You don't die before. Start saving. It's just about $3,000. You can go. It's not much. You know, you've made you, poverty mentality must be broken out of this church. Because faith is a mystery. You think I have money? I have faith. And if I have faith, I have everything. I said faith is a mystery. Faith is not a principle. You can't tell that faith is from class 1 to class 2. Faith is a mystery. It's something you don't. You can't explain it. Abraham believed God. And it was counted. His belief alone. God didn't see belief. He saw righteousness. When you have faith, you don't die of things.
So what did you?
Hey. I have about those. Enoch have faith and he was raptured. His body, he's the only personality who didn't die. Because everybody died though. Jesus himself died before he resurrected. But I don't know when Enoch died and when he resurrected. But his body just changed. From going to toilet, going to sickness, and he came to the body. So when, you know, in the resurrection, when I see you, I'll know that I know you somewhere.
Oh, yes.
That's when Jesus resurrected. His disciples knew that he was the one. So don't think that when we resurrect from the body, resurrection from the body is not resurrection from dead things. So it's your body that is coming to another form that doesn't rot again. It doesn't happen. But your futures and everything, it doesn't change. You will see.
I know.
You know, you look familiar. I know you somewhere.
Because the body does not. That's why when Jesus came up, the disciples could say he is the one. He didn't change. Everything about him was just like him. So they could say that this is Jesus. Eh? Okay, so hear the prophecy. He will search Jerusalem with lamps. And punish the men who settled in complete sense. Who were at ease in Zion. Who didn't have the commitment to strive and to move. He says, and punish the men who are settled in complete sense. You know, if you don't take care in your Christian work, you get to a place you think you have arrived. But when you have that spirit of arriving, then you have punishment from God. And punishment who are setting complete. Who say in the wicked say where? In their heart. Oh. The wicked never talk. Countenance heart. Who say in their heart? The Lord will not do good nor will he do evil. So you know that it's now a philosophy and a preaching message that have come. That God is too loving that he can't punish.
Yes.
So, even if you do any sin, you behave anyhow towards God, you don't, you treat God anyhow, God is so okay.
Wait.
If God will not punish by disobeying his word, he wouldn't have written this. That he shall come to pass in that time that I will set Jerusalem with the lamps, with the word. And so those who disobey the word, men who set it in complacency, are people who disobey the word and began to live a lifestyle that pleases them and not God. Who say in their heart, the Lord will not do good, nor will he do evil. So don't be complacency in this church. And don't be a wicked person. And don't be a proud person. Because God is looking for people who work for him. That's why he brought you to us. And you are here. For yourself. And for your destiny. Can you raise up your right hand? Father, today we curse the spirit of pride and we come against every wickedness. Speak to us by your word. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Can you take your seat? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Wow, Glover, you've done well. I'm so grateful. You're a man to your word. He said, I'm coming to church today. And you have come. I hope the second part, after I've seen it 4 times, then I can announce the second part. For now, I'm not in a rush to say things. Kwa, you've done well. But those who have come to complacency, they've come to slagging. Eh? Runaway people. I've not mentioned anybody. So why are people taking their faces off? Please look at me. I'm too handsome. Today I've dressed well, isn't it?
Yeah.
So look at me and those people too, they try to dress like me. Oh. Hallelujah. It's such a blessing. You know, we have an open invitation for 29th in my house. Open invitation. And Afokwa, you can't miss it. You are all invited to that program. So I'm going to get the time for you next week. It's going to be a wonderful time. Eh? I believe you love parties. Yeah. And then on the 30th, we're having the naming ceremony of our sister, Regina. And this year, I mean, we are going to have a lot of good things happening. Good things are going to end with us. Yeah. And then on the 12th, we're also going to have another open invitation in my house. Yes. Yeah. And the choir is also representing. Yeah, so there are a lot of open invitations for us. Wow. Yeah. And Nanekia, our sister too, has given birth. Auntie, what's your daughter's name? Auntie Esther. Auntie Esther too has given birth. So we're going to have a lot of naming ceremonies galore.
And then there's another wedding cooking in the pipeline. Share. So November 2, you know, those who celebrate my month, they will be always celebrated. Yeah, all November bonds are special. And anything you do in November is a blessing. So, towards the last Sunday of November, we have one of us, a member, marrying. And very soon we'll tell you the details of that marriage. Okay, so this is our month of what? Leadership. Last week, I did the appreciation. That's why I didn't preach on what I needed to preach. So I'm talking about the leadership anointing. And I believe that everybody is born to be a leader. If you can't lead anything, you are leading yourself. So your first skill of leadership is how you lead yourself. And if you can't lead yourself, then you can't lead anyone. So the first leadership you develop is yourself. If you don't develop your skill, your talent, your character, there is no way you can lead anybody. So I believe that when you are born as a human being, there is a kind of leadership grace on you. And that leadership is you. Your ability to lead yourself. Your ability to do things for yourself. And if you can't do things for yourself, if you can't lead your own life, then who do you want to lead? So you must have a certain grace that helps you to lead yourself. Then you will be able to lead others. I can tell you frankly that when we give you assignment and you're not able to fulfill, automatically my mind tells me that you can't lead yourself. Because if you can lead yourself well, it becomes easy to lead others. Luke chapter 8, verse number 11. Luke chapter 8. And the only way you can lead yourself is leading yourself by the word of God. Leading yourself by the word of God. Now the parable is this. The seed is the word of God. The seed. So what lead us and make us who we are and cause us to become what God has called us to be is engrafted in the seed of the word. And he said, now the parable is this. So the parable of your leadership grace is the seed of the word of God. So number one, your leadership grace or your leadership anointing is the seed of the word of God. The seed of the word of God. That is your leadership anointing. That you can hear God's word for your life. And you are able to apply God's word for your life. And you are able to obey God's word for your life. And you are able to speak God's word for your life. Because there is power in the words of God. That when we speak God's word, and we are consistent in speaking it, and we continue talking God's word, and we are not weak in it, but we stand by it, and we flow by it, then the anointing in the word of God
will surely make us who God called us to be. Because God is not a respecter of person. God is respecter of them that believe in his word. And they confess the word. They eat the word. They talk the word. They behave the word. And they become the word.
So David said, "That word have I laid in my heart, that I may not sin against you." Because if it wasn't for the word of God, actually, wait till we can do things.
we can
smoke, drink, booze every day, jam, disco, oh, clubbing.
Hey.
That's
your own coin.
Eating anyhow, anywhere, sleeping anywhere, anyhow. But your word is anointing. So it changes us. It makes us different. So the word is the seed of the anointing. Or the word of God is the anointing for leadership. Leadership number two is taking people somewhere. So what am I doing here? Number one, I am leading you to heaven by showing you the path that will help you to enter into heaven. Number two, I am leading you to become a better person. Number three, I am leading you to develop the talent in you. Number four, I am leading you to be able to lead others. So leadership is about taking people somewhere. If you lead people and you are not able to take them anywhere, you are not a leader. When you are leading people, you should be able to encourage them to become what even they think they cannot become. Some people in this church have become what they are because I told them they can be. Because leadership is about taking people somewhere. So if you said the first leadership is you, so where are you taking yourself? Where are you taking your prayer life to? Where are you taking your fasting life to? Where are you taking your work study to? Where are you taking your holy righteous living to? So you must lead yourself somewhere. You should be able to recall when you prayed 1 hour, where you prayed 2 hours, where you prayed 3 hours, where you prayed 6 hours. And I can make a good example of Cabra. Cabra, do you remember when you prayed 30 minutes?
Kaida.
Do you remember where? Remember where you did 1 hour? You remember it? Remember where you did 6 hours? They were where? In this place. At least I can comfortably say, because I've seen him progress from that stages of when 15 minutes. 15 minutes was a challenge. And then now 30 minutes became like a lifestyle. 1 hour was easy to achieve. And now 6 hours was like something I can do. So you must be able to lead people somewhere. You must be able to let people know that they can live right for God. You must be able to tell people they can climb the ladder of education to the highest. Their business, they can change it and become a better business person. And hear me, very soon this church, we are going to start the network of businesses. And it's going to make people enter into the million zones. You don't believe it, so he didn't say amen. Money making is not money. Money making is connections. I will sit and cross my leg and 1 million will be entering into my account. It's not that I've gone to work. I have been connected to the right people. So hear me. You are working too hard and you are not getting anything. It's not a good thing. You must begin to pray for another level. The next level is that God connect me to the right source. Lead me to a... You can meet one person, your destiny is changed. Mark Mudok make one person and sign a check into millions. Bill Winston, Billy Graham is dead, but his organization is still the most richest organization in the world. It's all by connection. So leadership is taking people somewhere. And I said, you must take your life somewhere. And if you are taking your life somewhere, the people will be happy to follow you there. But if you, your life is not going anywhere, and we tell you, lead people, they look at you, they close one eye and open one and say, oh, this one is the wrong one. So you must be able to lead people. The next, number three, good leaders are not popular. They are not popular. So if you have the mindset of becoming popular, you are not a good leader. How many of you have seen Bishop Doug preaching on this TV station, going here, doing this? Now, he became so quiet, developing himself, building himself. Now he owns the TV station himself. And even with his TV station, how many of you have seen Jesus Healing station on your networks and things? Do you see it? But the rest, some of them, it's all over. So I'm saying that, you know, Anakazo was built years back. People didn't know. When people entered, they were surprised. Ah, when did they build? How? They were not. Good leaders don't make noise about what they do. Their leadership style speaks for them. You can't tell people, me, I pray. I do this. I do this. You are not a good leader. People must be desirous to say that, the way this brother prays, I want to pray like him. The way this sister sings, this brother sings, I want, good leaders are not popular people. They are not popular. So for you to become a great leader, don't be desirous to be a popular person. Keep rather developing yourself. Proverbs chapter 8, verse 1. Proverbs chapter 8, verse 1. Are you being blessed? Are you in church?
Yes.
I think those here. Are you in church?
Yes.
For those, I don't even hear you. I said, are you in church?
Yes.
Okay. It means you are here. The choir, are you here?
Yes.
Or you've left me?
Yes.
Are you with me?
Yes.
Yeah. Does not wisdom cry out?
Yes.
Hey. Wisdom have a voice.
I said, yes.
I've told all of you, go and look for a quarter plot. I'm saying it. Look for half. If you can afford one, look for it. When you invite people that come and see where I live, and they ask you, how much is the rent? So I'm not renting it. It's my own house. Your wisdom is now crying. So that is how wisdom cry. Does not wisdom cry out? You invite people and You drive a car to church one day. Nobody knew you could even drive. And then you brought in a car. And they said, where did you borrow it from?
Sir,
it's my own car. Wisdom is now what? So because you want to buy, you have started saving now. You give yourself 3-4 years. I'm not going to eat the way I am eating. I'm not going to dress the way I am dressing. Because I want something to cry. Some people's marriages was like surprises. One of them was Pastor Mike's marriage. I knew. But a lot of you, it came like a shock. Hey, Pastor Matthew is marrying. Charlie? So that's how you see Pastor Kakre's own. It will happen. You'll be there. I said November. You are looking. It will be there. Hey. Where does not wisdom cry out? So wisdom have a voice that speaks that you don't hear. Because you don't know wisdom. David in his rulership. No, David in his rulership, he received anointing. Anointing. All his anointing was equipping him for fighting. So David received anointing. Then fighting. Did you hear that Solomon received anointing?
Hey, what is that Solomon?
Huh? Did you see Solomon going for any war? He received what? And the voice of the wizard was crying out unto Sheba could hear it. The wisdom of Bishop Dak have cried out. People travel to an Anakazo. They come every year. Does not wisdom cry out? May wisdom come upon your life. I said, may wisdom come upon your destiny. Some of you will be there. You call us. My graduation is up. Like Vicentia. Nobody knew he was doing any pharmaceutical courses. Well, that he said, me cramp, I didn't know until Eddie came and said, oh, we've not announced. He didn't even tell me details. I knew he was going to school, but the graduation, I didn't know. And you'll be there, you'll be invited to somebody's graduation very soon.
Amen.
You'll be invited to somebody's engagement or wedding very soon.
Amen.
Because wisdom have a voice. You know, when you have wisdom, you don't talk. The wisdom talk. Somebody's not hearing me. I said, when you have wisdom, you don't talk. But the wisdom talk. He said, wisdom have a cry to cry. And understanding lift her voice. Is it in this church I said, wisdom is the principal, understanding is the auntie, and knowledge, or understanding is the cousin, and knowledge is what? The auntie or something. Did I say it here?
Yes.
That same message I went to preach, and I received a lot of money from it. And understanding lift up her voice. So understanding is a female.
Oh,
understanding is what? Her voice. She lift. And you see how women talk. You are not getting it. If you have understanding, your talking is much. You say this. You know, women can talk. Oh. Understanding lift her voice. Because understanding is a talker. When you understand something, you are teaching the person. Some teachers don't even have understanding of the subject they teach, so they rather come to confuse you. Some pastors even don't understand the message they preach, so they come rather to confuse the congregation, because understanding is a voice. Wisdom may cry.
They
cry out.
But
understanding is a consistency of the usage of wisdom. Verse number 2. We're going to roll there. Maybe today she takes her stand on the top of the high hill. Who is taking her stand?
Understanding.
Understanding and wisdom are now into partnership. That if you can lead people, you must have a great understanding and wisdom to lead them. And when you go under leadership anointing, you climb up on the high hill. You don't go into valleys. You climb up on the high hill. Hey, she takes her stand on the top of the high hill. Beside the way where the paths meet.
So a candy musla no ebet to uswa ufru akosru unkwa minemu.
What beside the way? Where he says that she takes beside okay, now let's take it. She takes her stand on the top of the hills. Beside the highway. So, understanding and wisdom, they don't hide though. They stand by Kwan Cheng. Everybody should see us.
Are you here,
mommy? Are you here? When you have understanding, you don't hide things. It shows up. And when you have wisdom, wisdom is never hidden. So when you're among people, the things you say, the things you do, it shows up. You stand out. You stand out. And he said, where the paths meet. So you won't go circle till you come. Where people have started, you're already waiting for them at the end. Where people are busy going round, and they make mistakes, and they come this. He said, for you, you will stand at where the paths meet. Where people have gone round, where they are coming to end. You are already there. Why? Because you have a grace of what is called wisdom and understanding. What am I saying here? So for instance, you are finishing school. Okay? You are going to finish school in a year's time. Okay. If you have great wisdom, you wait till you are 50 years when you're going to do your master's. If you have wisdom and if you have understanding, you will create path where people who didn't know have gone and they'll come and meet you. You're already finishing there. When you have wisdom, there are certain things you won't wait until you are old. I've told all of you, learn how to drive. It's part of lifestyle. Have a passport. It's part of
passport.
Don't wait till you are 60 years.
Then
somebody have seen you and promised you. Instead of that, they are going to look for a passport for you. Meanwhile, if you have a passport, you may not know what will happen tomorrow. So, wisdom and understanding, they don't go around though. So, whilst people are busy suffering around, they have come to Omomewe race. No? Where path meet also means where decisions are taken.
Because
when you come to where a path is meeting and you don't know the way, you can go the wrong direction. But when you have wisdom and understanding as your style of leadership,
so when
we started this church, where path meet is that 20 years then you build this.
Because
I have a friend who said that their church had been in classroom for 20 years. And when he came to pastor them, he's pushing them to build. The people are fighting him. We are not going anywhere. We want this classroom. Why should we take money this time? We have stayed there for 20 years. Classroom is okay. Let's stay. Why are you ambitious? So they call him ambitious pastor. Because lack of wisdom. By people very soon, I'm telling you, government of Ghana very soon will close all classrooms to churches. You mark my word somewhere. They will eject all people who are using classroom. They will eject them. A time is coming. So where
part meat means that if you can do it now, don't wait till you have gone round. Some of you, the reason it is difficult for you to make a decision is that you have gone round, so you don't even know what is good for yourself. But when you have a leadership grace, you should come to the place where path meets. That instead of you to destroy what you have, you build it up. A lot of you don't know you are destroying your marriages. When you are old, that is why you see that the wife you mistreated will show you rare pepper. Because women, they don't forgive. Women, because they have emotions and they remember things easily. That's why a woman can cry. So now you think you have gotten her. You are wait. When you are sick and you are lying down, they'll bundle you and wrap you with it. Tama. Wisdom will teach you that treat your wife well. To tell you that submit to your husband well. Because men are very wicked people also. Men are also wicked. He takes a stand on top of the hill by the wayside. Beside the way. When you are doing things, do things that is showcasing. It's very important. Don't open, if you want to open a shop, don't go and open a shop at a lungu. Nobody passes there. And you know, wayside is also another kind of wisdom. If you have opportunity to open a shop, open it where people pass. If you are selling, don't go and put a convenience shop. So in your house front, nobody passes and you're putting a table there. You are saying you are starting a business. It will collapse there. It will collapse there. Wisdom will let you know that highways or being on top of a hill is better than being in the valley. So if you are going to buy a land that is a flooding land, wisdom will tell you, look for where when the flood comes in. You know, this beside the way, where is it on top of the high hill. So there are decisions you make in life. Don't let it be that it is cheap, so I'm getting it. Some of you, getting cheap girls. That is why you are a cheap person. So you've got to eat some. Unfortunately, when you eat it, you know, then it hangs into your throat. And now, when you are moving, the thing have choked you. You can't even turn your neck. There are some eating you don't eat, though. Because I know people have eaten things that they feel, Charlie, this one is a wrong meat. I shouldn't have ate it. You've not been there before. Oh yes. Hey, there's somebody even you wish he wasn't your friend before. Because some of where you have come to is the mistake of somebody you call their friend. So wisdom will help you to direct, and understanding will give you a voice to speak for your life and bring you to a place that is a place of excellence. Some of the women, your wigs, it doesn't fit your face, but you are wearing it. It's also expensive. Buy something that is... Charlie, I saw a lady with a kind of glasses. Charlie, when she took the glass, I said, you are so beautiful without the glass. Oh, yes. Because with that glass, it will be difficult for a man to propose.
Because glass, I was saying,
wisdom will let you
and understand will give you a voice to see things for your life. Are you here in church? Or you've gone home? Don't be eating anything like that. Oh. One day. I'm of you two are looking at the backside, Charlie. You get the thing when he shakes it. He will shake it on you, and you will see that this one is a shaking of your bones. Verse number 3, I'm going to close on 3. Next week, I'm going to continue this message. I have to preach it like a whole year. She cries out by the gates. By where? By the gate. At the entry of the city. At the entrance of the doors. Because gates are placed elder seats for decision making. The entry of the city. You are a city that is set on a hill. And you cannot be hidden. What is entering you? Is it foolishness entering you? Or is it wisdom and understanding entering you? When wisdom and understanding enter you, then you become that city that is set on a hill. You cannot be hidden. People are looking for people to do things. They will look for you. I mean, whether even they don't like you, they will look for you. Where is Ima? Are you hearing what I'm saying? People will begin to look for you. Know, there are certain people you can't cut them. He's one of them. He has a certain grace that you will need it. You will definitely need it. Whether you dislike him, you don't like him, his attitude is bad, his behavior, but still, you will need it. Oh, yes. There's certain people, when they leave your life, you clap. You say, thank God they've gone. There are certain when they go, you say, oh, why did he go? You've not been there before, eh? You've not been there. At the entrance of the doors. So there are certain doors. Is this a door? When you read your Bible, take your time. It didn't say gate. It says that she cries out by the gates. So there are certain gates you have a voice to cry there. There are certain doors you need to enter. There's a gate of prayer, you can't take it from men who praise. There's a gate of praise and worship, you can't take it from them. That I've come that nobody is here, and because I'm angry with the aunt, if I say, you are not leading, I'm going to lead. I'll make a mess of myself. Because there are certain doors I can never enter. No matter how I feel, I'm anointed, I'm skillful. There are certain doors, it's for people. So locate your doors and your gates. And let your wisdom and your understanding make you to enter. I've told you, my friend sold Ofo socks and built a bed. It's a 3 or 4 bedroom house. Somebody socks, to have four socks. Had money, he opens bills. He have never built a house. There's a woman in Nima. They said she have sold charcoal and you have houses by selling charcoal. So discover something that God have given you wisdom and understanding into. And then build yourself into it. Build yourself into it. Don't just become anything. Don't waste your time going around. Come to where the path meets.
This
is the time you can go to school. Go to school. This is the time you can learn. Learn. Don't waste your time watching stupid TV. Stupid movies. You've downloaded credit, small credit you've gotten. You've bundled midnight. And you are, instead of you to call a partner and say, let's pray about our relationship. You are rather talking, Charlie, I miss you. The way you kiss me. The way you touch me. Charlie, where are you now? I can't even sleep. You are a foolish person.
I said, Jabiati, you so.
Some of you too. Say, let's pray so we can get money and marry. So that when I feel this way, I can touch you. You are wasting your time. Then you do sex video on and people are recording you. You don't know privately. So you see yourself on some internet that you don't know. Somebody have tapped. And you feel that I'm giving it to my boyfriend. And some of the boyfriends, they record it. When they don't marry you, they push it. Then you come, stupid. You are a stupid girl. Who asked you to do it? Did the boy come to your room there to force you to remove that your pants? My friend, be serious. Be serious. You have had a bundle of internet. Instead of you to go and listen to messages. Then you are now listening to stupid music. Let me close you on this point. Verse number 4. Oh, I've closed. Next week. Next week, we're going to continue. Hallelujah. Is it a blessing?
Yeah.
When you have wisdom, certain things you don't do. Certain places you don't do. Certain things you don't say. Your voice speaks things that make people think and people move on. You don't. Where is yours? You are busy. You see, a perfect example I'm preaching. She have brought him. She can't write. You didn't bring yours. You are writing. It's not that you are finished writing and she is taking a copy from you. She has become original and you are not. Wisdom. Wish. I mean, look, this one, I just saw a transaction going on. And I saw somebody is applying wisdom and understanding. And somebody is not. The messages I'm preaching, one day, you become a pastor, I'm not there. You take it, you read it, you remember some of the things. You add yours, you are preaching. That's why Lighthouse will never go down because Bishop Dark have set a good standard of leadership. And all the bishops have followed. Look at now, all the bishops, nobody have a small cathedral. All of them are mega cathedrals by following. They are standing on the hill and they are by the wayside. There's no way you travel to a Kropon and you not see by the wayside an Akazo. There's no way you go to North Kaneshi and you not see Kodesh. That, I mean, even if they don't write it, you see a building that is different in all the community. Wisdom is a principal thing. It helps a leader to lead. Therefore, in all your getting, get understanding. Rise up on your feet. And tell God, give me the anointing for leadership. By gracing me with your word, with wisdom, and with understanding. Help me to do well by this. Lift your voice, Kabo, shut up. Those watching us, wherever you are watching, please pray this prayer for your life. That God should give you wisdom. God should give you understanding. Naomi, empty your mouth before I empty your teeth. Naomi, empty your mouth. Empty your mouth before I empty your teeth. Wisdom, knowledge, understanding, the seed of the word. Help us to be on our hillside, by the wayside. Help us, Lord. Every eye closed. Maybe somebody invited you to church. Maybe you were in church, but you backslided off. You know the stand you are in, but you want to say, I need Jesus. I want to receive Jesus into my life. If you are here like that, lift up your right hand, and I will be praying with you, and Jesus will come into your life, and your life will never be the same. If you are watching us on Facebook or whatever social handle you are watching us, you want to give your life to Jesus. But it's appointed unto man to once die, and after the death, there is judgment. Jesus is coming to judge us, not to save us again, but he's coming to judge us. You need to give your life to him. I want you to say this after me. Say, dear Lord Jesus, thank you for my life, that you came to die to set me free. Jesus, I receive you as my Lord and my Savior. Write my name in the book of life. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. I am yours and yours forever. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you have prayed this prayer, I want you to look for a Bible-believing church around you. But if you don't have anyone around you, and you want to come and share fellowship with us, I personally want to invite you to our meetings. We meet here from 8:30. Latest by 11:15, we have closed. And it's going to be a blessing to you. We also meet on Wednesdays from 7 o'clock. To 8:30, we have closed. And this Friday, we are meeting again for our power night, the last power night. It's going to be a blessing. I want you to come with a token of your business into this meeting. And then we are going to use as point of contact for the release of the latter rain. For the fruitfulness of your life. So I personally want to invite you. Come, join us, and you'll be blessed.